弟兄姊妹平安。
Greetings to brothers and sisters.
上次我们有交通 为何要重生。
I committed last time that why we need to be born again.
那个时候已经是两月还是两月份，不知道大家还记不记得。
I remember that was like back in February.
那时候我们在说，好像大家在关心俄罗斯会不会打这个乌克兰。
And we were still talking about if Russia was going to invade in Ukraine.
到今天这个两个国家之间流血的战争已经超过100天了。
And now the war has been lasting for over 100 days.
我们知道说地上的疫情也在继续，包括中国那个疫情也带来很多延伸的灾害。
And we know the epidemic is still ongoing and even and it causes some
每次遇到灾害我们都希望它快快的过去，就最好过去了然后就再也不要回来。
And we always want the bad things to get over and never come back again.
像世界的大战第一战二战，像以前的 SARS， 我们都觉得这次过去了以后就再也不要来了。
It's just like the world wars and the SARS that we never want them to come back.
但是我们看见往往是与我们想象的相反。
However, it is not per our assumption or wish.
战争、刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫，大家都不曾远离我们。
It's like the war, the epidemic, and plagues. Those things will never totally get away from us.
像主耶稣所说的，这些都是那个生产之难，就是妇人要生产。
Jesus described this was just like the hard part of giving birth to a child.
那是一种阵痛，所以它是一阵一阵，它的频率会越来越快，它的强度会越来越强。
So the pain is going to get worse, and it's momentary, but it is going to get worse.
所以在这样的时候，我们需要说知道说，这里有一个信息给我们，就是主回来的日子近了。
So there's a message here that Lord is near.
那我们需要来进神国。
We need to enter the kingdom of God.
上次我们所交通的就是为什么要进神国，因为这个迫切性是因为神国的迫切性。
So last time we communicated why we need to be enter the kingdom of God. It is really the urgency from the kingdom.
这就是主耶稣教导尼哥底母的，他是一个法利赛人。
That was what Jesus taught Nicodemus. He was a Pharisee.
我们知道说法利赛人他们有百般的不好，他们骄傲、嫉妒。他们假冒为善，他们拒绝耶稣。
So we know many shortcomings about Pharisees, the jealous, they're kind of hypocrites, things like that.
但是他们有一点就是我们比不上的，就是他们对，你说他是装也好，至少他心中有一个渴求，对神的国度有一个渴求。
But I think one thing they did better than us that their heart toward the kingdom of God.
至少尼哥底母是这样。
At least Nicodemus was like this.
所以当耶稣对他说为什么必须重生的时候，他只要说只有若不重生就不能进神的国，只要这样说对于他来说就足够了。
Yeah, so when Jesus was mentioning to him that if we cannot be reborn we can never enter the kingdom of Lord at the God, that was really sufficient for him.
这和今天我们传福音不一样，不是说你重生了你就不会掉在火湖里了。
It's not the same thing like even when we're born, it doesn't mean that we can never go through test again.
今天我们已经知道因信称义的真理，我们也接受耶稣基督为主了。
We know the truth to justify your faith, and we already accept Jesus as our Savior.
但是我们有一种危险，就是我们觉得这个很安全，我们都有了，但是我们不追求。
Well, we may feel safe that we have the belief, and it's truly not sufficient.
所以彼得他就劝勉我们说，你们有了还要加上，有了还要加上。
So Peter was encouraging us, even we have one, we need to add more.
只有这样子才能够丰丰富富的进神国。
That is the way to enter the kingdom of Lord.
上次不是上个月还是上两个月 ，David Loveland 他来讲这个窄门和窄路。
Pastor David Loveland had the message last time about the narrow gate, narrow road.
那个门是窄的，那个路是小的，但是那是值得的。
So the gate is narrow, the road is small, but it is worthy.
那今天我们是来看 下一段就是如何能重生。
So the message today is how we can be born.
重生这个词有的时候会让我们产生 一些的误解。
We may have some misunderstanding about being born.
因为它这里也有提到水，我们觉得说我们是在人海当中漂泊，然后主把我们从水里拉出来了，我们沉沦了，但是主把我们拉出来了。
So you mentioned about water.
人好像在沉沦在水中，但神把我们从水中拉出来了。
So we were like just in the water, and Lord pulled us out of the water.
我们记得旧约里面说到这个摩西，他这个名字的意思也是就是水中拉出来。
So when we think about the name of Moses, it does mean that and he was pulled out of water.
但是水中拉出来的这个人和以前是一样的吗？还是不一样？
However, do you think the person pulled out of water, is it the same person as before?
我想因为我们中国人常常会有以前我们传统里面宗教的观念，我们会讲说重新做人，改过自新。
There's a Chinese saying that to be a new person and to do things better.
或者说好像一个罪犯被放出来的时候会对他说这句话。
And that's also we try to remind a prisoner when he is released from prison.
这里面好像有一个宗教的情怀。
It's like there's a religious
sentiment.
Sentiment.
这是很真诚的但是这个不是重生。
It is true, but it's not to be born again.
这个生出来重生是生出来跟拉出来是不一样的。
So to be born is different from to be pulled out.
这个尼哥底母他也明白，对于他来说，他有那么多的学问，但是对于他来说，他不知道 有哪一个地方可以生出来，唯有一个地方就是妈妈的肚子里。
Yeah, Nicodemus is very knowledgeable, but this is still something that he does not truly understand. He knows a person can only be born out from his mother's womb.
我们不要觉得尼哥底母好像很小儿科问这样的问题。对于他来说，他是一个宗教的领袖他是人非常敬重的，不管政治地位、宗教地位都非常的高。他这样的问耶稣，有他的原因。
So let's do not underestimate this question from Nicodemus, even though he's such a leader, very knowledgeable, but this is truly a very valid question.
他之所以这样的问，或者说 他之所以会有这样的误会，是因为他对耶稣的话认真，才会有这样的误会。因为耶稣既然说要重生，那从哪里去呢？那他只能想到这个地方，他就把他说出来。他当然知道也是不可能，但是意思就是除此以外还能有什么地方呢？
Yeah, when he heard the teaching from Jesus, he does want to know how a person can be reborn other than the only knowledge that a life could only be coming from his mother.
所以他在主面前很真诚地问说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
So he was asking this sincere question, I am old, how can I get into my mother's womb to be born again?
如果没有主的启示，没有主的光，尽管我们有最真诚的态度，那我们仍然还是只能凭肉体来读神的话。
Even if there's no revelation from the Lord, we can only read things from word to word.
我们天然的生命到尽头也只能这样，就追到母腹，你再往前是什么呢？我们就没有办法了。
That's what our natural life is about.
所以说第二章里面我们看见说酒会用尽。
So in chapter 2, it mentioned we could be out of wine.
第三章里我们听见说人会变老。
And in chapter 3, we heard we can age.
所以等到这个时候那就是没有路的时候。
And that's really the end of the
road. 所以就是天然的光景到终了的时候就是在这里。但感谢主他来到了耶稣的面前。
So that's really the end of our earthly journey, but thank Lord, He came to Jesus.
第二章里我们也是感谢主说在那个宴席上面有耶稣。
We were so thankful that in chapter 2, Jesus was there at the fest.
今天我们来看如何能重生，我们来分享三点。
So I have 3 points to share today how to be born again.
就是在上面应该很容易记，从水生从上生，从水生，从灵生。
So to be born from above, or born of water, or born of the Spirit.
略有一点不同，一个是 from above， 一个是 of water of spirit。
So if you look at the words and the top one is from above, the lower the bottom two is of water and of spirit。
但是你会问说，哎，好像圣经里面有提到从上升，这个从上面升是哪里来的？那我们需要稍微有点解释。这页我们等会来。可不可以在下面一页？好，我们想特别交通一下，就是因为主说重生，重生的这个字我们需要再来解释一下。这个字原文的含义，它包含的一个意思就是上面。
So we can check out the few original context to explain to be born from above.
如果我们这样讲可能有点抽象，我举两个例子，就是我们圣经上的例子，我们大家一起来看。
There are two examples from the Bible.
第一处是马太福音27章51节。
So the first one is Matthew 27:51.
忽然那个殿里的幔子从上面到下裂为两半，地也震动。
The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom.
所以这个幔子从上到下裂开的时候，这个从上面就是同样的这一个词。
So that was like to describe from the above.
还有一节就在约翰福音同一章第三章里面。
Another verse from John 3:31.
这一节很短，我们一起来读第三章三十一节。
Let's read together.
从天上来的是在万有之上，从地上来的是属乎地。这里我们也看到这个字哈，从天上，其实原文也没有天，就是从上面。这个同样一个词0509和重生的重是同一个字。
So that code 0509, that code was truly pointing to from the above.
当然其他还有很多了，我们只举两个例子。就是我们大家记得好了，就是重生的重，就是那个天上的天上。
Yeah, just want to use these two examples to clarify that from the above, could truly explain in a better way.
这不是我们要把圣经以外加一个意思到这个字里面去啊。三十一节也是主自己的话，如果我们用三十一节来翻译，你就可以看到说重生乃是领受从上面来的生命。
We were not adding our understanding to the verse, but this verse is truly speaking for itself.
其实我们有的时候对复活也会有同样的误解。
We may have different understanding about coming back to life.
复活，因为重也好，复也好，让我们觉得说，就是再来一次，就是把我，有的时候我们的误解就是把我们原来所有的修改好一下，把它再来一次。
Yeah, so to come back to life or to be born again, and it's something about to repeat or again, to do it again.
严格说也不算错，是有再来一次意思，但是再来的不是原来的那一个。
Yeah, it is true that it's like we are doing this again, but it's not the same way as the initial way.
为什么是这样？等一会儿我们看主的话里还有解释，我们等一下再继续交通。
We can tell better today.
但是至少我们在心中要知道说，这个监牢里放出来那个人或者水里拉出来的，如果还是原来那个人，那个不叫做重生。
At least we know a prisoner released from prison or someone we pulled out of the water, they may not be the same person as before.
当然这对尼哥底母是个挑战，他不容易明白。
It was a challenge for Nicodemus who could not truly understand this.
所以主耶稣就用另外一个角度来给他解释，他说要从水和圣灵生。
So Jesus was teaching Nicodemus from another two perspectives to be born from the of water and of the Spirit.
从水，所以我们为了帮助大家，就是有一个简单的图画。刚才我们已经说了，重生是从上面生，刚才我们就画了一个箭头说，这个生命它是从上面来的。
So I have a chart here that we can tell from the above. You can see that apart from the top.
那为什么说从上面来的？就是有一个东西是你原来没有的。比如我这个人掉到水里去了，拉出来，那还是我，那个就不叫重生。
Yeah, from above truly means it is something that we did not have before.
如果从上面来，就是说 是我没有的东西，现在我有了，那个叫重生。
From the above that I got it now.
那另一面就是一边说到水，一边说到灵。
It also mentioned of water and as well as of spirit.
那水所表征的，它是外面的一个见证。
The water truly confirms something from the external.
而灵是说到在我们里面发生的事。
And the spirit truly focuses to the inwards.
那我们先来讲这个水。
Let's talk about water first.
那关于这个水，我们知道说有许多不同的解释。
There are many versions of explanations about water.
但是我们解释圣经有一个基本的原则，就是不能够离开它的上下文。
However, there's a fundamental principle when we explain the Bibles to really focus the above and the lower part of the context.
同样在第三章我们可以多读一节两节圣经哈。
Two verses from chapter 3 here.
因为时间关系我们就不全部读，大家看见了就是在同样的一章22、23这两节。这事以后，就是当主和尼哥底母的谈话结束了以后。
This occurred after the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus.
那耶稣去做了什么事情？他乃是到了犹大地，在那里居住，然后做什么呢？施洗。
So verse 22 was what Jesus did. He went to the Judean countryside and he remained there and he was baptizing.
23节也说到施洗约翰在埃嫩也施洗，因为那里水多。
Yeah, verse 23 also mentioned John was also baptizing at Anan and near Salim because there was a lot of water there.
其实第一章也在说施洗约翰的施洗，第四章也在说这个施洗。
So actually chapter 1 as well as chapter 4 were also mentioning the baptism by John.
所以我们不是说排除说绝对不能有其他的解释。
So we're not excluding any other explanations.
但是如果我们解释圣经的时候把本章同样在主所做的事情把它绕过去了，那就会出很多问题。
Yeah, but if we do not focus truly about what Jesus was trying to teach us and just walk around, it may not be the right thing to do.
从这里圣经的 context 里你可以看见最简单直接的解释。这里所说的从水生就是外面所做的见证。
I think we can tell exactly from what the Bibles were trying to teach us from water. Of water, it is to confirm from outside.
那这是一个证据。但是如果回到更近的证据，就是尼哥底母他前面一句话是说人能不能进到妈妈的肚子里，第二次再生出来。
Yeah, if we go back to the Nicodemus question, can we re-enter our mother's womb to be born again?
所以主耶稣的回答是说，这个不是进到妈妈的肚子里，是进到水里面，然后从水中出来。
So Jesus was trying to let us, this is not about entering my mother's womb again to be born again. It is all about entering the water and get out of the water.
这里是在见证说我们的生命的源头是从上面来的。
This is to say that the origin of life is truly from the above.
当然受浸还有其他很多的含义，我们时间关系这里就不能更多的交通。
Of course, there are many other significances about being baptized that we may not have time to share today.
青少年也正在有受浸的课程。
And we also have the courses about being baptized for our youth here.
盼望我们的青少年能够更多的来了解。
And I hope our youth can have a better understanding through those courses.
那接下来我们讲从灵生。
Now next is to be born of spirit.
这个应该是耶稣他教训尼哥底母的重点。
This should be the essence of what Jesus was trying to teach Nicodemus.
虽然我们大家圣经都非常熟悉，但是我们还是把这两节一同的来读一下。
Let's read this together.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你们必须重生，你们不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。 凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
当
然耶稣他教导尼哥底母，重点是在讲从灵生。
The focus of Jesus' teaching is about to be born of spirit.
但是在讲从灵生以前，主耶稣先讲从肉身生。
But before he was mentioning the spirit, he mentioned to be born of a flesh.
还是回到尼哥底母所说的，看起来好像是你觉得小儿科回到妈妈的肚子里，但是主耶稣尼哥底母也知道那个不可能。
So it sounded like it was a silly question to re-enter mommy's womb.
但是就假设说这是可能的，假设这件事是可能的。
But even if it was possible to re-enter mom's womb.
你进不去，但是即便你进去了，然后再出来，出来的是什么呢？
Just imagine we can re-enter and come out, what a person we would be.
所出来的还是肉身。
It may still be flesh.
这就是主回答尼哥底母的。
That is the answer that Jesus was trying to tell Nicodemus.
你觉得说这个太简单了，这也不成为一个道理，当然是这样子的。
Of course, that's the easy answer. Everyone knows.
有谁会不接受吗？
And everyone would not say no.
其实你要看整个人类的历史。
If we look at the whole history of our human being.
在人的当中能够接受主这个话的是极少极少的。
In our population, whoever can receive Jesus are not that many.
不管犹太人也好，不管外邦人也好，每一个世代人都想尽了各种的办法来尝试说我要打破这个规律。
From Israelites to Gentiles,all the generations people trying to say I'm going to break this.
他们要想尽自己的办法，人要用自己想办法来打破这个规律。
哪个规律？
就是从肉身生的就是肉身这个规律。
People we try to find our own solution, understanding, and trying to break this principle or rule.
或者说我这一代的肉身要比前一代要更好。
Or in other words, this generation is better than the prior generation.
我做这样的事，我做那样的事，所以我们会有宗教。
That's why we have religions.
所以到最后，但是一代一代都失败了。
But every generation fail.
我们的神也是有耐心的神，所以他也一代一代的等待，直到人肯真正的认识到这件事情，这个真理。
And our Lord had been patient. He just let every generation to try out until we truly want to turn around and truly come back to Him.
就是说从肉身生的就是肉身。
Yep, which is born of flesh is still flesh.
我们口头都能承认，但是在我们的心中是不是真正的接受他主所说的乃是真理？
Yeah, we know by our mouth that is true, but inside our heart, do you think we truly think the same way?
所以我们从犹太人就看得很清楚，他们做我们的例子，就是他们口头上也许都能够接受，但是你看他们所做的事，就知道说他们内心其实是不接受的。
Yeah, we might tell better from what Jews have been done. They truly say one thing, but they did another thing.
不仅其他的宗教失败了，就是连犹太教自己也失败了。
So not only other religion failed, even the Jews and what they believe, it failed as well.
所以当你看见圣殿里充满了牛羊鸽子，你就知道说这是一个最好的注解。
So when we see the temple were filled with all the animals and the business transactions, that was the whole picture.
你看到那里有兑换银钱的桌子摆在那里。
So when you see the table with the, for the business transactions,
你就知道说它只不过说明一件事情，从肉身生的就是肉身。
It only tells us one thing, out of flesh, still flesh.
所以所有人的失败也许都可以包含在这一节圣经的里面。
All our failure might contribute to that, totally.
但是感谢主，他的话没有停在这里。如果只停在这里，我们就没有盼望。
But thank Lord, His teachings does not just stop here. Otherwise, we would have no hope.
所以说，告诉尼哥底母，从灵生的就是灵。
And He told Nicodemus, to be born out of spirit would be the spirit.
所以我们的盼望不要再从天然的生命里去找那个盼望。
So we do not want to hold our hope in our flesh.
我们的盼望是从灵 神。
We put our hope to the Spirit.
另外有点佐证，你就看见主，他并没有说从水生的就是水。
Well, one thing I'd like to mention, Lord did not say, to be born of water would be the water.
因为水并不是生命的本质。
Because water is not the essence about life.
灵才是生命的本质。
The spirit itself it is.
接下去主说，风随着意思吹，你们听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。
Verse 8, Lord say the wind blow where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or it goes.
凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
It's the same thing for everyone who is born of the Spirit.
我们当然知道说灵有许多的特点，有很多特征。
We truly know the Spirit carries a lot of characteristics.
圣经里有讲到旧约、新约讲到这个灵，好像像水一样可以洁净我们。
The Bible did mention many places that the Spirit is just like water, that it can purify us.
那个灵又像火一样焚烧。
Although the Spirit can also be like the fire that's going to burn up things.
像鸽子可以降在人的身上。
It can also be like a dove that can be descending on us.
又像这个膏油能够叫人滋润。
It can also, the Spirit can also be like oil to smooth us.
但是有一个非常重要的特征，就是这个主在这里说用一个比喻，就是风。
But there, one important parable the Lord mentioned here is wind.
风随着意思吹。
The wind will flow.
Blow,
I'm sorry, yeah.
这个原文里面其实风和灵是同一个字。
In the original context, the wind is very much the same meaning as the spirit.
所以这个灵本身就含有这个气息和吹的含义。
So the spirit does...
灵的这个字 原文的本意里面所包含的意思，就是也有这个吹和气息。
So the original context of the spirit does contain the blowing as well as spirit or life in it.
风本身我们看不见的哈，但是我们怎么知道有风？是从风的影响能够来感受。
So we do not, everyone know we do not see wind, but we can feel its power.
我们中西部的人可能感觉更深哈，因为我们常常会收到这个 tornado 的 warning, 龙卷风的警告。
Yeah, we live in the Midwest. We may know very well about wind because we have a lot of experience from tornado warnings.
本来说我们堪萨斯昨天晚上也有警告，但是后来他们说是在密苏里。
Yeah, I think we had a warning last night, but it was in Missouri last night.
所以风它可以很柔和，就让树上的叶子轻轻摆动一下。
So wind could be gentle, just like shake the leaves on the tree.
那风也可以把整棵树连根拔起来。
But it can also go extreme to pull a whole tree out of its soil.
所以圣灵可以像鸽子那样的温柔，一切都没有伤害，但是它也可以把所有的一切，没有什么东西可以阻挡它。
So we can also imagine the spirit can be as gentle as a dove, but it can also be very strong to destroy things when it's time.
但是有一点我需要解释一下，在这一节圣经之前，主说你们不要稀奇。我说你们必须重生，你们不要稀奇。
Yeah, so Lord mentioned, I do say we need to be reborn, so do not be astonished by what I said.
因为中文圣经把它摆在一节，所以你就觉得说，只是不要稀奇要重生这件事。
So it's like our Chinese version, it put this together, but do not be astonished.
我看看啊。回到前面我们读的圣经，这里这个第七节，你不要以为稀奇，所以我们觉得这是在讲，只是在讲第七节，因为中文是这么安排的。
Yeah, when we see this in verse 7, do not be astonished. Do not just focus on or understanding. It was only talking about verse 7.
但其实不要稀奇是原文的顺序，它是放在前面的，然后是第七节的你们必须重生和整个第八节。
But based on the original context, the do not astonished was actually put in front of the we need to be reborn.
所以就是我大概解释一下，不要以为稀奇 它所包含的范围涵盖了第八节。
So I just want to clarify, do not be astonished, it covers more verses here, including verse 8.
这个原文这个今天我因为多讲一下稀奇这个字，原文也是好像说瞪大了眼睛看。
Yeah, so astonished is like to, like, widely eye open.
我们如果你看电影的人就知道电影最善于表达那个表情，就是说不管什么事发生了，不管你是看什么片子也好，那电影里面最经典的表情就是这个人当他看到那一幕的时候，他的眼睛就啪一下放大了，然后这个就是对于他来说是没有办法解释的事情。
Yeah, so just imagine we were sitting in a movie theater when we see some exciting things or adventures, we may either our eyes would be widely open if we could not really get that story.
所以他不仅仅是讲说你听见了要重生这件事情，当然是，但是还有一件事很重要，就是主说的风有他自己的意思。
Yeah, so when Jesus was mentioning to be born, he mentioned about the wind.That it does have its specific meaning.
什么叫做风有自己的意思？就是说，它不按着我们的意思来吹。
So when we mention the wind, it does not blow per our
will.
Our will.
你不能指着一个地方说吹这里。
Yeah, we do not tell the wind just go that way.
你如果有电风扇，你可以让它吹这个地方。
You can tell your electronic fan to go the way you want it to go.
但是 tornado 你不能指着一个地方说吹这里。
And you can neither tell tornado to go that way you want it to go.
这就是主要讲的意思。
That is what Jesus was trying to let us know.
因为对于犹太人来说，他们觉得说我们有圣殿，我们有律法，我们有一切，所以你看这个何等的殿宇，何等的石头。
So for Jews, like they have their temple, they have their laws, like they have everything they should have.
所以如果有风吹的话，它不吹我们这里还吹哪里呢？
So if there would be wind, where would it go if not coming our way?
这就是犹太人的观念。
That is the understanding of Jews.
其实今天我们许多人也是这样想。
Actually, we carry the same understanding in our days.
不只是法利赛人才会这样想。
Not just the Pharisees thought so.
所以主要来教导尼哥底母说风随着意思吹，这个意思是上面的意思，不是我们的意思。
So Jesus was trying to tell Nicodemus that the wind flow per the will. The will is actually from the above.
所以主耶稣说，你不要瞪大了眼睛在那里想说，风应该从哪里来，它应该往哪里去。
And we should not try to think too hard, like where we want the wind to come and where we want the wind to go.
只要我造好了一个很大的结构，那风就必须往我这里来。
Maybe if I build a very good structure, the wind will flow per my will.
所以说，其实这个很不容易明白，因为我连彼得他都很难接受。
I know it's not quite easy to understand, including Peter.
神的意思，这个恩典，神的灵不仅要赐给以色列人，圣灵也要赐给外邦人。
The Spirit from Lord is not only prepared for Israelis, it's also for all Gentiles.
我们最近在读《使徒行传》，就看见说，彼得他也要这个意象，要给他看一次、看两次、看三次，他才最后他终于明白了，不然的话他是很难明白。
Yeah, we were studying the Acts, and even Peter, and he had to be revealed with the visions multiple times before he truly got it.
或者说这个到底这个风能不能吹到外邦人身上，或者说是先吹外邦人还是先吹以色列人，这就是我们不明白，我们已经有了定见，所以我们会睁大眼睛，太稀奇了。
Yeah, we do not truly understand where the wind would go, to go to the Gentiles first or to go to the Jews first.
但是神已经定了他自己的意思。
But the Lord has his own will.
就在这一章，他告诉我们说，人子要被举起来。
In this chapter, it mentioned that the Son of Man will be lifted.
叫一切信他的都得永生。
Whoever believes him will have eternal life.
等到我们的主真的被举起来，钉在十字架上以后，等到他死里复活以后。
So by the time when Jesus was raised and come back to life.
还是在使徒行传我们会读到说五旬节的时候突然从天上就有响声。
So in Book of Acts, 五旬节。
在五旬节的 Pentecost。
During the Pentecost,
有大的响声。
There's a big sounding.
好像有一阵大风吹来充满他们所在的屋子。
It's like a strong wind came and filled the room they were in.
这就是神的作为，这是风的意思。
That wind was done by God.
那所以我们不明白神的意思的时候，我们就会大大的惊奇。
So that is why when we do not get the Lord's will, we would be astonished.
当然我们这是在讲神国的范围。我们是在讲神国的范围。
We were talking about the scope. The scope of the kingdom of God.
在我们个人的身上其实也是一样，就是这个风吹来，我们眼睛看不见它是怎么改变我们的。
It's actually the same reflection to our personal life, that we do not know how the wind is going to change us.
就像说我们有首诗歌唱，我们不知道神的恩它是怎样临到我们的。
Just
like him. 你看不见怎么样进入我们里面。
We don't know how the grace of the Lord is going to enter us.
但是外面有一个水的见证。
However, there's external testimony via the water.
但是我们里面可以经历到改变。
And we can experience the changes internally, inside there.
一个从灵生的，能够让人感觉到灵的影响。
And to be born of spirit, we can feel the changes from the spirit.
那所以感谢神，所以就叫我们，我们真能够领受神的话，我们就不会稀奇。
Yeah, so if we truly get what the Lord was trying to let us know, we would not be astonished.
虽然酒会用尽，虽然人会变老。
So even though we would be out of wine and we would be aging,
但是我们有盼望，因为我们是从灵生的。
But we still have hope because we have been born of the Spirit.
虽然说我们在这里的绝大多数都是已经信主，我们是已经重生的人。
Even the majority of us have received Jesus and we
我们已经重生了。
We're born again.
但是我们说，那为什么这个话题还是这样的重要？
So why this topic still applies to us?
因为约翰福音本来也就是为教会所写的。
Because the book of John was written for church.
虽然它可能是我们跟不到有传福音的时候，约翰福音也是我们引用最多的圣经之一。
Yeah, the book of John is the most frequently quoted a book when we're trying to spread the gospel.
但约翰写这个约翰福音他不只是给我们传福音用的，不只是告诉别人，只告诉别人一节神爱世人就够了。
But John wrote this book not only just to teach the gospel.
约翰真正的目的他是要为教会补网的。
His true purpose was to fix the net for churches.
所以但愿我们都可以回到主的面前来重新认识这个重生。
So I hope we can all come back to Lord to try to understand and rethink about how to be reborn.
有时候我们觉得不太清楚，那反而产生一个疑惑，就会怀疑说，我到底重生，我到底是有还是没有？
Sometimes we get lost when we talk about reborn. Is that the true thing or not really?
那其实有和没有是一回事情，但是清楚和不清楚又是一回事情。有重生，你有重生和没有重生是一件事，但是你对重生清楚还是不清楚，那又是另一件事情。
So to be reborn or not be reborn, it's the same matter. But if we have the correct understanding or wrong understanding, that's truly matters.
让我们不要疑惑，主的话安定在天，还是相信的、受尽的，我们都是从灵生的，我们都重生了。
Yeah, let's do not doubt, because the Lord's words are there.And to be born of spirit will be from the spirit.
但是我们有了重生，我们还是要追求明白。
Even if we are reborn, we still need to understand
pursue the understanding. Yeah. 因为神的心意乃是要我们丰丰富富的进入神国。
Because that's the Lord's will, that we can enter the kingdom of the Lord with sufficiency.
让我们一同在神的面前追求更多的来明白重生。
Let's pursue together to know our Lord's will better.
今天交通就到这里。
Thank you.